Nagpapatuloy ang debate tungkol sa kung dapat bawiin ng pamahalaang Queensland ang pagpapatakbo ng isang paaralan sa malayong hilaga ng estado. Pinamunuan ng akademistang katutubo Noel Pearson ang Cape York Academy na nasa bayan ng Aurukon noong 2010 kasabay ang pagsisimula ng sistema ng pagtuturong itinulad sa Amerika at kilala bilang Direct Instruction o DI. Kasama sa sistema ay ang paulit-ulit na pag-aaral na kung saan ang leksyon ay hinahati sa maliliit na bahagi para sa mga estudyante upang matuto sila ng dahan-dahan na may partikular na focus sa karunungang bumasa, sumulat at bumilang. Sinabi ng lokal na babaeng Phyllis Yan Caporta na siyang pangalawang alkalde nang sinimulan ang DI at naglakbay sa Estados Unidos upang pag-aralan ang paggamit nito, na samantalang noong una may pagtanggi sa sistema, ang resulta ay naging maganda sa huli.
When we first introduced direct instruction method into the school, I could overhear some family members that did work in the school at the time. They said that this is not going to work. Why bring in another program? So I didn't say anything. Several months later, the same person came to me and told me that his grandchild in grade 3 is reading fluently.
Samantala, ilang insidente ng kaguluhang kasama ng mga empleyado noong Mayo ang nauwi sa pansamantalang pagsasara ng paaralan at pagsusuri ng gobyerno. Sa kabila ng malaking pintas tungkol dito, sinabi ni Binibining yung Caporta na hindi dapat sisihin ang DI sa pagsasabing ito ay isang malaking pagsulong sa naunang paraan ng pagtuturo sa ilalim ng pamahalaang Queensland. Sinabi niya na ang mga magugulo at batang tao ang nasa likod ng kaguluhan.
It had nothing to do with the school whatsoever. It was only with the disengaged youth that ran amok. In the past, when you look at the curriculum system that was there with Education Queensland, it hasn't helped. You can notice in Aurukun, there are adults now that are illiterate. And so I say, who's to complain of these youngsters that are in school right now, in the near future, of their reading and writing skills? They're going to be reading and writing fluently.
Sumang-ayon ang pinuno ng Queensland Teachers Union, Kevin Bates, na ang pag-uugnay sa naganap na insidente sa paaralan ay nakakatawa. Subalit idiniin niya na hindi pamalinaw kung ang epekto ng DI ay nakarating sa mga estudyante ng Aurukan.
One of the things that needs to be clarified is exactly what the results are. We've heard claims at both ends of the spectrum. We've heard public claims that the direct instruction model and its associated teaching strategies have led to marked increases in outcomes for students. We've also heard public comment from experts that claims that it's led to a marked change in a downward pattern of student outcomes. Now, it can't both be true, and the thing that this review is going to target, the review being conducted by the Queensland government, is going to target the truth of issues like student outcomes, student attendance, and just what has actually been happening in the school.
Inamin naman ng mga residente ng Aurukan at miyembrong Bruce Martin, kagawat ng Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, na ang bahagi ng paaralan ay may malaking ugnayan sa lipunan ng lugar. Subalit katulad ng sinabi niya sa ABC, naniniwala si Noel Pearson na ang sistemang DI ay may mga pagkukulang kasama ang pagtatapos nito sa grade 6.
I think it's disingenuous to separate youth delinquency without having a conversation around the way in which the school engages the community more broadly, the way in which the school engages young people, and also the fact that there isn't a high school. You can't say that there are youths out there that aren't engaged and that this is purely a law and order matter without also in the same breath talking about the fact that there isn't a high school.
Sinabi naman ni Kevin Bates na nakita ng mga miyembro ng Queensland Teachers Union na ito ay maproblema.
This has been a critical issue for our members, and they've made it very clear to us that it's their view that the school should continue to at least year 9 and preferably to year 10 probably. Now that's a decision the government is going to have to make, but our members have made it very clear to us that their concern is that students in years 7, 8, 9 and 10 are currently not being catered for in the community as far as education is concerned, and they see that as an important development towards improving the overall quality of education within the community and certainly improving community engagement with the school.
Samantala, gusto lamang ni Phyllis yang kaporta na makabalik ang kanyang mga anak sa eskwelahan.
This really deprives my weak children of their education. And that is the reason why I say we need the teachers in Arakoon today, because we want them to go back into a classroom routine where our children are educated and not set a trend for another set of disengaged youth.